This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And yes, they're dancing in the kitchens all across the Gulf Coast in camps, fishing camps, hunting camps. That's because this is a big weekend to be in the outdoors. The East Zone opens this morning. We'll have some From the Blind Duck reports a little bit later on. So all of Louisiana's open for waterfowl hunters. Got deer season going on in many areas, whether it's bow, primitive weapon, or regular rifle and shotgun season. Small game is wide open. Got some nice, crispy, cool weather for it. And lots of good inshore saltwater fishing reports. Plenty of crappie, white perch, socalet, whatever you want to call them, reports coming in. Also plenty of bass activity. And a pleasant surprise for offshore anglers. Reopening this Monday through midnight on New Year's Eve, the charter boat season for red snapper. Now, I want to make it very clear, this is not for recreational boats. Don't get ready and say, Monday morning I'm going to be out there at the rig. No, this is only for federally permitted offshore charter boats and their customers, which, of course, you can be one of those. It's two separate allocations between charter boats and regular recreational fishermen, and the NOAA fisheries estimated over 882,000 pounds of red snapper were not caught during that 88-day season. So the season's going to be extended again. Opening Monday through New Year's Eve, so call your favorite charter boat captain and do a little bit offshore fishing and take advantage of some really late-season red snapper fishing. Also have some information on a popular boat launch you might want to avoid, and we'll tell you why. And we have an Arkansas man. He's the subject of this morning's Bad Boy of the Outdoors. And for those of you who have been longtime listeners, you may get a little feeling of deja vu. Also have some bad news for Jefferson Davis Parish deer hunters, a deer that was suspected of being contaminated with chronic wasting disease, CWD. It has been confirmed. We'll tell you the fallout from that. And if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd love to include it along with your comments, your questions. We'll put that in with the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time into the studio at 504-260-1870. If you happen to send a text last week, we really got busy on the show and didn't get an answer. I'll get to some of those I didn't answer last week, so be tuned in for that. And if you like to shoot sporting clays, I know I do, well, tomorrow there's an open invitation for you to participate in the Covey Rise Up Clays. Rise Up Clays for Carolina Benefit Shoot. And it's clays for Carolina to help the folks that were severely impacted by the hurricane. And, of course, we know all about that in the Gulf Coast. And when the cavalry comes, it's really welcome. And you can be part of that, enjoy some good shooting, some good weather, and also benefit those folks that need some help up in the Carolina. We'll have details on that, or you can check it out at scorechaser.com. That's scorechaser.com. Also have some deer collision stats that came in. I got a question for you. According to the vehicle insurance company stats, what is the number one state where you're most likely to collide with a deer? You can text me your choice at 504-260-1870. Coastal Marine forecast looks like this. Pretty nice. East winds 5 to 10 offshore, about 2 to 3 foot seas. Inside, those east 5-10 winds will produce a light chop, but nothing serious. And again, tomorrow it becomes a little bit more southeasterly offshore, east winds at 5 to 10 on the inside. Here you go. Tide range, 2.0 is the average tide. That's about as wide as a tide range as it gets along the Gulf Coast. And you know what that means, stimulates fish feeding. In fact, most of the areas it will be falling until at least mid-morning, sometimes into the afternoon. Mississippi River stage is at 3.5 and beginning to rise, and we got a lot more to talk about, so stick around. We're back with Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie Campo from Shell Beach. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Robbie Campo, who you normally hear at this time on a Saturday morning, is in Kentucky, busy deer hunting. We wish him a lot of success, and hopefully he'll send us some nice pictures. In the meantime, familiar voice on the station checks in with us, Glenn Sanchez, owner of the previously down at Hopedale, Breton Sound Marina, and he's been fishing there all his life, and he's got as much knowledge as anybody, so we count on him to kind of give you a little bit of heads up on what's going on. Glenn, I'm looking at the forecast, and it's a little strange. We've had a lot of east wind, which brought the water up, but we got a 2-foot tide range, which is about as wide as it gets in Louisiana. I've been to Alaska, and they got 17-foot tide ranges there. But here, you get a 2-foot range, that's a lot of water. It's going to be a very hard fall. But the question is the water stacked up now to where it may not be as noticeable? And you know, normally with a 2-foot tide in the wintertime, sometimes that creates problems up in the marsh as far as people's access. What are you looking at down there?
Yes. Good morning, Don. The water's high right now, and it's going to fall all morning. And the sooner you get here and catch it in the beginning, the better off you're going to be. And I say that's already starting to fall, but it's high. It's over by Robbie's. It's got water right underneath the deck. So you're going to have a good range today. And the reason you have such a big range is because you got a full moon.
Yes.
That's the reason.
Well,
but, man, the fishing's been fantastic, man.
Where are everybody's some of the spots and how are they doing it?
Well, most people are fishing live shrimp under a cloth, fishing all plastic. They're fishing up and down the channel. They're fishing in the Biloxi Marsh. They're fishing back toward Lake Robin. It doesn't seem to make a difference where you go. You just need to go. And if you don't catch fish in a spot, wait a few minutes, move to another spot. You'll find them because they're there and they're hungry because they know winter's coming.
I think one of my spots today might be Stump Lagoon. You know, a little high water to start, falling out of there pretty quick. Man, you get on one of those points where that water's coming around. I think you could catch some fish.
Last week I was up that way, and we caught some nice fish. I'd been catching a lot of small stuff because the water wasn't cold enough, and we had that little front come through. And instead of catching 10 to 1, you're catching like 3 to 1 now. So the fish are a whole lot nicer. I caught one day before yesterday, 21 inches in the marsh.
Wow, that's a brute for the marsh for sure.
But I let it go.
Yeah, I know how you are, Glenn. Hey, listen.
Well, I
was going to ask you about the bait situation down there. A lot of people are asking, does Robbie's Shell Beach Campos have good shrimp?
They got plenty of shrimp right now, but I think today they're going to have an awesome crowd because the weather's going to be so good. So all I would suggest to people is get here as soon as you can. And a lot of people don't realize this, but the Parish Road Bridge is closed right now. The people coming from Slidell or that way, they're going to have to go around.
Uh-oh, they didn't notify me. Normally they'll notify me on a Thursday or Friday before that. But, yeah, that creates some problems because that's going to give you quite a delay.
Yeah, that puts everybody behind schedule.
Right.
You know? So if anybody's listening and they know it, they might want to speed up a little bit and try to get around, because that's what Jonathan told me. He said the bridge was closed this weekend.
So is it going to be closed till Monday morning? It's going to be closed all day tomorrow too, huh?
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so.
That's how they've been doing it. Man, they've been working on that bridge a lot. Man, well, when are they going to finish that project?
That's because that port and down in St. Bernard, they're trying to fix that bridge for that port. That's what that's all about.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly fishermen. But it's good that they know about it. So if you're driving down there, you got to take the alternate route, you know, maybe go down to St. Bernard Highway and go down that way and cut across.
Well, yeah, Don, it's a great time to be a fisherman. It's just a bad time to be a fish.
What about the duck hunters? Man, I have been getting some excellent reports from down lower coast, down there, lower St. Bernard, lower Plaquemines, the Biloxi Marsh. Is anybody seeing any birds in there?
I saw some the other day, not like it used to be, but I was still, you know, running around fishing. You're still spooking up a few here and there. So at least they do have some birds in the marsh, because I've seen it already where you didn't see anything. But I'm spooking up a few here and there.
Well, some people are reporting to me it's the best season in many, many years, maybe the best ever. It's reminding them of the old days. Possible limits every day since it opened. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you see, I'm out there.
Wasn't good.
Goes to show you what they know.
You know, I've had a lot of people tell me the years that they predict a bad duck season in Louisiana, we have good seasons. When they predict good seasons, we have bad seasons. I've seen a lot of that, so I don't know if that's a trend that sticks, but it seems that way.
Yeah, well, all you can do is go and enjoy your day. Regardless of what you get, you know, out there and having that serenity is worth more than anything.
How's your son Jonathan been doing with his charter business?
Man, that boy is so busy, it's unreal. I was by his house last night. He told me he's got people on the books for next October.
I'm so glad that he's been successful at doing that, because he was born to do that. He would not be happy to have a job. He really wouldn't.
And he's good at it. I mean, look, you know, I mean, earlier this week we had bad weather Tuesday and Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. He fished both days, limited out both days.
He's got that sixth sense, Glenn. I've fished with him enough, and he just finds, he knows where those fish are going to be. How he knows, I don't know. He's the fish whisperer.
He's good. Well, you know, he worked with some good people. He worked with Johnny Nunez. He worked with Frank. I might have taught him a little bit, you know. But, I mean,
I just think how good he'd be if he had a daddy that really knew about fishing to teach him everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But this is amazing when you think about it. He's 42 years old, and he's been a charter captain for 24 years.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And he's been good at it and successful.
And good at it.
We wish him well. I need to get down there and fish with him again, man. I miss that.
So,
all right,
Glenn. Maybe.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to work me in. He's so busy. I know how things are, but maybe he and I could go and we'll do kind of a retro show, you know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, Glenn, thanks for filling in for Robbie. We really appreciate it. Hope Robbie's coming back with some venison for you, and we'll check in with him.
I know Stacy got an 8-point yesterday that I heard.
They're
doing all right.
Yeah, he should be next.
All right, then.
Okay, Glenn.
Everybody stay safe out there and be courteous.
Yes, indeed. Always makes it more enjoyable. All right, there he goes. Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie at Campos Marina. Coming back after this, boy, a lot of you think you know which state it is that you're most likely to hit a deer. Nobody got it yet, but we'll tell you what people are saying. If you'd like to chime in, it's 504-260-1870. That's our text line. Comes right here to the studio at St. Hubert's Cathedral, and we're back with your text after this 3-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I mentioned earlier about the Covey Rise Up. This is a Clays for Carolina benefit shoot. It's happening tomorrow. What a beautiful day tomorrow is going to be to go out and shoot some clays. It's in the afternoon, and they're going to have great food out there served at 4 o'clock. They'll have some live music at 4, and it all gets underway about 1 o'clock. So if you want to get more details, check with Alec Griffin. He's the manager out there, and he can tell you all you need to know. To find out more information, if you need the telephone number, text me, and I'll give it to you. And if you want to go online and register, it's score, scorechaser.com. That's scorechaser.com. Covey Rise is a beautiful place. There are a lot of activities up there. They shoot sporting clays. They have guided quail hunts and pheasant shoots. And a wonderful place up there in Balaranja. So if you want to get in on it, check it out, scorechaser.com. All right, last week, let me get to some of the texts from last week. I did not get a chance to answer because there were some interesting ones. I had someone that texted me. I didn't get a name with it. And they wanted to know if I ever knew anyone that used a hunting cat. It had a, it says Mau, M-A-U, and they are an Egyptian hunting cat breed. Well, I had never heard of it, but I did a little bit of research. And there is such a thing as an Egyptian Mau, and it means in the Egyptian ancient language, son or cat. And I didn't find anything about him being trained to hunt. And I don't know if you could train a cat to hunt. That would be, you know, dogs, it kind of comes natural. But cats, they kind of want to do their own thing. So I don't know. Possibly they were used for that, but I couldn't find any evidence of it. And if you would, maybe, you know, send me a link to where I might be able to find a picture. And if you want to send me a picture of your Mau cat, you can't do it on our text line. We can't take phone pictures, but I can do it on my website. If you go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and look for the contact there, and it says contact Don, and my email's there, you can just attach the picture there. All right, I also had another question in, and I didn't have enough time to address it. And they wanted to know, it says, morning, Don, question on duck hunting. Has Ducks Unlimited hurt current hunting? And it's a little bit of a complicated question. And I'll tell you about Ducks Unlimited from my standpoint. And I'd like to hear yours. You can text me your opinion of Ducks Unlimited. In fact, I'm saying this while I'm looking on my wall here in the studio. I have a plaque with a mounted, beautiful Drake green-winged teal with a DU doubloon attached to it. And it was an award I received in 2006 for outstanding contribution to wetland conservation on behalf of DU. That kind of sums up the many years that I've worked with DU as a volunteer at banquets, emceeing, publicity. I did a lot with Ducks Unlimited, and over the years it's kind of waned off. And I'll tell you my thoughts. They have many accomplishments in conservation for waterfowl habitat. But when it comes to addressing the what I call legal baiting in the northern and mid-continental states, they have really failed to protect the historical migration patterns. I think they've kind of neglected Louisiana, some of the other southern coastal states. They've made some huge gains in supporting waterfowl habitat and the populations, but I gotta say they're guilty of the sin of omission by just not getting involved in migration alteration politics. And I think it's come back to hurt the organization. A lot of people have turned away from Ducks Unlimited that were previously supporting, and that's a shame because it takes a lot of dollars to conserve waterfowl, especially in the environmental and economic times we see today. But I think that it's incumbent on them as a waterfowl leader in conservation that they would address that. If nothing else, just put together an unbiased, legitimate study of the impact of why the historical migration patterns are being altered. And there's no doubt that they are. And by just whistling through the graveyard, so to speak, and ignoring it, I think they're doing their membership a disservice. But again, they have done more than any other conservation organization for waterfowl for decades. So that's my thoughts on DU. What is yours? 504-260-187 if you want to text. I'm also getting a lot of people think they know which state leads the league in deer collisions. And so far I got a couple people know, but a lot of people are misguided on that. We'll get back to talk about that. Also want to talk about the CWD, chronic wasting disease, found in some farm-raised deer in Jefferson Davis Parish, and what the fallout will be from that. So stick around. We'll be back right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, I got the last week's text messages. Let's get to some current today's text messages. And we got the Steel Man. He's checking in from the Wrigley's Big Bar, and he had a decent results duck hunting in Gaydon last weekend. but they're not down in force yet. H-Dog, S.A., and he are chasing the Silver Wonders. Translation, speckled trout. Happy hunting. Yeah, that rice field country is not as productive. Well, I'll tell you, that southeastern tip of Louisiana is on fire. You'll hear from Mike Smith and in his duck blind and Ryan Lambert, and they'll talk more about that a little bit later on. We have the match director checking in on the way to Donaldsonville to conduct the monthly service rifle high power match. That's at Palo Alto, I believe. He says good luck to all the competitors. And this one says, I dance to your intro every Saturday, sometimes with my cat. Good morning from Ohio. Do your captains charter inland fishing? Oh, absolutely they do. You got to send me some video of you dancing to Louisiana Saturday night with your cat. That's got to be pretty interesting. All right, we asked you which state are you most likely to collide with a deer if you happen to be driving there, getting a lot of response. And when we come back, we'll talk to you about some of the ones that are coming in. If you'd like to do it, again, our text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll be back to check it out right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and also where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, which state would you most likely to have a deer collision? I've got a list of the top 10 here. And, of course, right now, the reason this is being brought up, November rut season and December, in some states, January, that's the prime time when they're on the move and more likely to be crossing roads and intersect with vehicles. And if you don't put your name, I'm not going to be able to tell you whose guess it was. But anyway, I got several of these. I got a Michigan. I have another Michigan. Michigan was number 3. Your odds are 1 in 59 of hitting a deer, colliding with a deer if you're driving in Michigan. I got one that says Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania had 2 of those, in fact. 1 in 61. Pennsylvania earns the number 4 position. Got our friend Wingbone. Boy, he's grinding out those Wingbone turkey calls over in Wilmer, Alabama. Good morning to you, Wingbone. Here's one that says Mississippi. Mississippi's number 6, 1 in 65 are your chances there. And old man Sam says, I would guess somewhere in the area of Pennsylvania, Virginia, or blank. You got that one, old man Sam. And here's one says, deer, easy, Michigan. I hit 4 deer in 4 vehicles, not on purpose, and a deer ran my truck for a total of 5 totaled vehicles in 5 years. That's incredible. You just don't have much luck driving with deer. Anyway, Michigan is number 3, 1 in 59, but not number 1. I got Captain Robin checking in, and his duck season has been phenomenal so far. Limited out on 6 hunts, 3-4-man limits, plenty of blue wing, pintail, and widgeon in the Venice area. That's what I'm hearing, Robin. It's been a phenomenal, kind of like the old days are coming back to that area. Also over in southwest Louisiana in Hackberry, I'm not going to get a chance to talk to Captain Kirk this morning, but he said the opening 2 days were a little slow, but it has really picked up, and they got some good birds way on the western end of the state. Here's a question. Is the state Colorado? Colorado's not even in the top 10. You got to take in consideration the road conditions and the amount of traffic that's there. Here's another Pennsylvania. Not it. And here's one says, morning, just dropped off a little backstrap stacker at his stand. Youth weekend is here in Alabama. The weather's cooperating. Good luck to all. And good luck to the little backstrap stacker. I hope he gets to stack some of that backstrap. And our friend in Mobile from Hubble's Hearth, he guessed it correctly. He's got it. Here's another one. The hunters in the woods today, New York or Maryland is the state to hit a deer. They're everywhere. Actually, New York is not in the top 10, nor is Maryland. Neither of those. Even though you may see them a lot, evidently people don't hit them as much. Good morning. Here comes the Mad Trucker. Mad Trucker, I know you see a lot of deer when you're out there. A lot of them are laying on the side of the road, too. All right, my quail hunting buddy. And my dog Smokey's sister, Latte, they're going out opening day of bird season, going to try to find some quail. He once counted 136 deer driving to a music gig across Texas. Texas not in the top 10, and you would think because there's so many deer in Texas, it's such a big state, a lot of traffic, but evidently they're a little more careful. All right, Omar, your guess is correct. I'm not going to say it yet, but you nailed it. Here's one from an Alabama listener, Nevada. No, Nevada, not in the top 10 either. Here's one, Don. Would it be Illinois? This is Ben from Mississippi checking in. No, not Illinois, but the state you're in is number six. Mississippi is 1 in 65 are your odds. Brent from Homer said Pennsylvania. Now Pennsylvania's number four. Here's a Kansas selection. No Kansas. Here's one. Oh, this is Lafitte LT with a fishing report. The trout are up in close. Yesterday trip, he had trout, he had reds, he had drum, and some beautiful catfish, and he's loving the weather. I can't argue with you there. Here's another Pennsylvania, and here's one says, I'm a guess Alabama. That's Sherman from Covington. No, Alabama, not in the top 10. Rhode Island is number 10, 1 in 75. Virginia, number 1 out of 73. They're number 9. South Dakota's number 8. They're 1 in 69. Iowa's close. They're number 7, 1 in 68. Mississippi, 6 at 1 in 65. Wisconsin, number 5, 1 in 63. Pennsylvania, number 4, 1 in 61. Michigan, 1 out of 59, number 3. And this is a surprise. Montana, number 2, 1 in 54. So what is the number one state? And we're not talking about football teams. We're talking about the most deer collisions. And this is data that's accumulated from the motor vehicle insurance companies who get the claims. Number one was 1 in 40 chances. What state in it? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out. We'll be back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, if you're interested in getting into some freshwater fishing, got some good reports came in. Our friend Blaine Salter, he got some reports from Oscar Long, Glenn Davis, and Jason Villery. Old River Morganza said the fish were holding on 8 to 10-foot piers. The legend who he fished with the last two tournaments, Glenn Davis, and the past winner of the showdown, showed off a great catch yesterday. Sent me some pictures, and I'll tell you what, Glenn had a mess of nice white perch. He said they're using jigs, fishing them on the deeper piers. And by the way, the older piers is where you're going to find the bigger fish. Oscar's also been chasing open water schools, mainly out in front of Bachelor's Slough. The fish there on the fall bite, and they're hungry. Using jigs with an underspin, creating the flash of an old beetle spin works well. No live scope, no problem. Fish tight to the piers, lowering the jigs as slow as possible, and that's where you're going to find the big ones. Excellent, good Sockelet report there. All right, this one comes from Josh Sykes at Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend. He says Toledo Bend's on fire right now. He took some of his Bent Rods customers out. And they also went crappie fishing yesterday. They caught 101 on the bass trip. That's unbelievable. Of course, it's catch and release. And they brought home 60-plus crappie yesterday. Fishing's good as it's ever. They've been catching 50 to 100 bass a day on Toledo and Sam Rayburn. The deep drains that are holding shad. You got to find the shad. That's the key to finding the large schools of bass. And if you want to get a hold of Josh at Bent Rods Guide Service, you can call him at 318-308-5818 or check him out. Find his website, Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend. All right, back to the text board. Let's see, where did we leave off? Here's one from Texter 78733. Looks like a Mississippi number. So I used to live there and mentioned that it had an unfortunate title. Yeah, you got it right. This one says, I heard Pennsylvania's bad. Also, Iowa might be the most accidents. No, not that. Pennsylvania's number 4. Here's one says, pardon, Kansas. And do not retrieve, if you see a roadkill, do not retrieve it. He did at 2 a.m., called the game warden after daybreak to see about tagging or proper process, and he came to meet me to give me a tag, all right. A nice big citation for illegal possession of roadkill deer. Then took the deer. That's from Brad C. listening to us in Karen Crow. You know, if you're going to do that with roadkill, if you want it, I think the idea is you have to call them to come out there before you take it. Once it's in your possession, then that's a little different story. But, you know, he could have gave you some slack. Sometimes it's obvious to tell if a deer was hit by a vehicle or whether it was killed at night with a gun. And, you know, kind of a, I don't know. If it had been me, I probably would have let you go and keep the deer. But again, if you're going to do that, don't move the deer until you get permission to do it. I know that might take a long time to get somebody out there, but better be safe than sorry. Earl from Golden Meadow He's tearing up the redfish in the specs. Thank you so much. He loves the show. Let's see. We got another vote from Michigan. Gary checking in from Lockport. DU has helped Louisiana with some wonderful projects. Problem for us, temperatures in Canada are 40 degrees in November, and habitat loss. The coastal areas are a shell of what they were 30 years ago due to land loss and no freshwater flow to allow the SAV, which is submerged aquatic vegetation, to grow. Saying all that, I feel flooding feed is the same as putting feed in the water and should be outlawed. A lot of people agree with you. And, Gary, I got to tell you, even though we've had mild temperatures, the ducks are stacked up. And I can remember years ago, we had very warm days in November and December, and we'd be covered up with ducks. And, you know, the flyover, the wildlife and fisheries flyover that they did, the last one, they could not find a single mallard in the entire coastal area of Louisiana. Tell me things have not changed. And the cause, again, I would be open. I think what they would, and you might remember, I had the Ducks Unlimited head biologist. I had Delta Waterfowl's head biologist on the air and asked them about organizing a study to find out the impact of the altered migration and what the causes are and to what degree. And the way to do that would be to invite some unbiased journalists. I would be willing to go, but not people who are connected to organizations or government in any way and might have their opinion deemed as biased, whether it is or not. But have some independent, unbiased people go up there, visualize, see what's happening where they're flooding the fields and tracking those ducks. And I've seen some radio telemetry tracking that shows that they move very little as long as there's flooded cornfields up there for them. And some of these are sanctuaries where there's no hunting allowed. And other ones, the ducks have learned that they go feed in there at night and go somewhere else, but they're not coming south. Anyway, big topic, a lot of controversy surrounding it. All right, Chris and Teresa from Denham Springs. They fish Vermilion Bay with Vermilion Bay Charters. Had a good trip. Thursday was a bit windy, but they followed some birds and found the specks hungry. They were using soft plastics under a popping cork in a variety of colors. So I'm glad y'all got out the freshwater and got a little saltwater trip in. Sounds good. Peter says the state is Maryland. No, not Maryland. Woody says Illinois. No. And Pinecone Joe, you got it right. And then here's one says New York for sure. No, New York's not even in the top 10. And let's see, the backstrap stacker, he says Virginia, which was number 9. We got Montana from Big Mike. Woody says Ohio. Roy from Mid-City says California. None of those. Here's one that says, I've never heard of Egyptian Mile, but I do have two Westmobile Militarne Guardian cats. Their names are Galoshes and the Mooch. They do a good job of keeping the squirrels and birds away from my vines. I don't know if they actually qualify as hunting cats. You got a cat that hunts? I'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. Before we go off there, I will tell you the number one state. A lot of you have guessed correctly, but if you're not sure, stay tuned. We'll tell you what it is. But right after this, we're coming back with Darryl Carpenter. Get a Grand Isle Fishing Report on what is going to be a beautiful Saturday morning in the great outdoors. You're listening to it on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Boy, what a gorgeous sunrise and moonset that's going out there. I got a picture in from Captain Robin down in Venice, and man, that moon looks like a sunrise almost going down. A lot of good daylight and a lot of good shooting conditions, so hope they do well down there. All right, let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RioScreamers.com. Find out what he's got going on in Grand Isle this morning. Darryl, how's the fishing been? Got a 2-foot tide range this morning, man. A lot of water going to be moving around.
Yep, super moon, Don, super moon, but you can move a lot of water. Don, I'm actually up in northern Georgia right now, getting ready to do a little bit of deer hunting and helping with some hurricane cleanup.
Wow, I didn't know you were a deer hunter. I know you're good at hurricane cleanup because you got a lot of experience at that.
It's been a long time, Don. I mean, due to some medical things and some surgeries, it's hard to shoot a long gun anymore. But, yeah, every now and then, look, let me tell you, they got some deer up here. Man, do they. I mean, normally in the morning running down the roads, we count 7 to 10 of them. So, yeah, they're not real big deer. You know, it's not your Illinois, Ohio stuff. Mm-hmm. But man, there's plenty of them.
Well, what you looking for? They got you on any kind of parameters, criteria on points or spread or buck, doe? Can you shoot anything you want up there? What's going on?
No, we're on private land, and it's bucks only, but I mean, there's no deer management on the property up here, but mm-hmm. But, you know, getting back to the fishing, though, Don, I mean, there's been a lot of fish that have been caught this past week, you know, talking with the guys that are still down there. The speckled trout, it's getting a little bit thinner on the, you know, on those outside reefs, which we typically have it until, what, Thanksgiving or so. So a lot of people have been running more to the inside, which means a whole, you know, bigger numbers of fish, but a whole lot smaller fish with some big ones mixed in. So, you know, it's getting into that little wintertime pattern. Just slow it down, work the points, and, you know, you're going to come back with a nice box of fish. Of course, the sheephead are starting to show up here and there. They're not ganged up yet. That's going to be another couple of months. But there's plenty of fish to be caught, and you got plenty of water moving today. The thing is, on a day like today with all that water moving, you almost got to try to find a tide switch. And, you know, I mean, some of the deeper holes that are in those deeper bayous and all, the water's going to be moving so fast, it's going to be hard to fish it. But you got that hour, hour and a half at that tide change that you can fish it. And just a lot of times go slow and on the bottom, and that's where you'll find the majority of them.
Very good. That's some good advice. Darryl, there's got to be a lot of excitement going on about this red snapper season that's going to reopen for the charter captains down there. And, you know, that's going to be an added plus for people that want to get out and help those charter captains make a little more money. Do you still hold a reef permit to fish offshore?
I do. It's on a different boat at this time. But, yeah, I mean, in fact, I started getting phone calls on that the other day. And it's like, you know, I kind of wish – I wish Wildlife and Fisheries would have worded their press release a little bit different, because it seemed to cause a little bit of confusion until you get down to the bullet points.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's gonna be like the days of old. I mean, we used to have red snapper all the way through October, and I'm gonna tell you, Don, maybe I'm just a little bit out of touch since I don't personally do it anymore, but. It took me by surprise. What? We're getting a fall season?
Yeah,
I had no idea that we even considered it.
I was shocked when they saw that, but I know there's going to be some confusion, and that's why I wanted to make it perfectly clear to people who are listening. Don't crank the boat up and head out for the rigs on Monday morning, because you'll be fishing illegally. You have to be with a licensed offshore charter captain.
And, no, federally permitted.
Federally permitted, not one that can fish in state waters. So you can find them on the Louisiana Charter Boat Association website, correct?
That is correct. I'm not sure if we have I don't think we have a specific tag that says, you know, it's a federally permitted boat, but it's not a bad thing, because I can promise you Wildlife and Fisheries is going to be watching. So it's one of those deals that, you know, I mean, why go spend the money on something that's not a federally permitted boat to take the chance of having everything taken away from you on your way back in?
Darryl, is it going to be possible that when those sheephead gang out and some of those rigs offshore that you find snapper in there with them too, if you go with the charter captain?
It's possible, but Don, we usually don't go that far out. I mean, you're usually those real close in rigs, and especially if you're fishing them with a sliding cork, you're usually a whole lot higher than what those snapper are. Right now, the biggest thing you got to worry about is the daggum sharks. I mean, they're so thick right now, they're tearing you up.
Well, how about this plan? You go out and catch a limit on red snapper. On the way back in, you stop in and pick up some sheephead at the closer rigs. How does that work?
You can definitely do that if they're there. I mean, it's a little bit early for them to be ganged up at those rigs, because usually that's spawning time. You know, that's usually January, February, but I'm not going to say it's impossible.
Yep. Got to remind people, too, the flounder closure is still in effect through the end of this month. So if you catch any flounder, and a lot of people are, you got to be released.
Yeah, well, they're doing their migration to go out and out to the Gulf now. So, you know, there's in all those passes and all, there's a bunch of flounder.
Very good. Well, Darryl, good luck. Let us know if you get a deer down. We'd love to hear from you if you do.
You got it, buddy. Y'all have a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, crisp morning up here in northern and right outside of Augusta, Georgia. I can tell you it's 42 degrees.
Yep. Well, it ain't bad here. A little warmer, but it's clear and light winds and a big tide. It's a great day to be in the outdoors. Thanks, Darryl. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll talk to Darryl. You can find him at realscreamers.com or call him at 225-937-6288. When we come back, the suspense will end. I'm going to tell you the number one state that you could have an animal collision, a collision with a deer, according to the vehicle insurance companies. And we also got more fishing reports live from the Blind Duck Reports, all here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Network. And welcome into hour number two on a busy Saturday morning. Boy, a lot of people out on the road and out in their duck blinds, and we've got some reports coming up for you. Also going to get to the text message, and we'll end the suspense. We've been asking you this morning, what state are you most likely to collide with a deer? This stats were compiled by State Farm Insurance. They're the ones that find out the most, because I don't know if you've ever hit a deer or seen a deer collision. It's not pretty. It ends up bad for the deer in most cases, but the vehicles a lot of times are total. But nothing like what happens in Alaska. I've been to Alaska 17 times, and when you drive the roads, if you hit a moose, you better be saying your prayers, because that is a real wreck when you hit one of those big moose. And in fact, what they do, if you're driving by and you look on the billboards, they'll tell you how many moose accidents have occurred that year. And if you're an Alaska resident, there's a list you can apply for, and you can collect on the roadkill, but only if you're a resident. And, you know, it's one of those benefits of being a native Alaskan. The other thing they do is every man, woman, and child in Alaska citizen gets an oil royalty check every year. Isn't that sweet? But moose meat, it's very lucrative, and people like to get it, but they don't want to hit the moose with their vehicle. Anyway, we've got a Tigers in the Wild preview, and these previews of our sneak preview of our Tigers in the Wild episodes that air on Bayou Wild TV is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And here's a little sneak preview of what you're going to see on this week's show called Tigers and Teeth.
Being from Fort Lauderdale, I think fishing was a big thing we did. Me and my brother, we used to do spear fishing, but didn't take it this serious as Louisiana. So I think just a different kind of fishing and all that stuff is very unique in Louisiana, and it's definitely exciting.
Well, it all starts with big bait. So you want to get out there, and my personal favorite are the mullet.
Well, you know, Mason's a pretty big guy. He's got a lot of strength, but sometimes that's not all you need when you're catching fish. You got to have a little bit of finesse to be able to handle a fish, know when to let it take drag, know when to tighten down on it. He did an excellent job on all three of those. He's a real fisher.
Looking for the big ones with a big guy, Mason Taylor of LSU.
That guy interrupted me. Who is that? Anyway, Mason Taylor, LSU tight end, outstanding ball player and a good fisherman, and we had him along for a Lake Pontchartrain trip with Wicked Fishing Charters with Captain, it used to be Andy Jones, now it's Captain Mackey, and you can catch it on our Bayou Wild TV show if you're not familiar with it, if you're not a regular listener or viewer. We've got on our website a listing of all the stations, Fox 15 in Lafayette and Acadiana, Fox 29 in southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles. It's in Baton Rouge on My 16 on Sundays at 12:30. My 54 in New Orleans. You missed it. Comes on Saturday mornings before this show at 4 a.m. And it's also on the Southeastern Channel in Hammond, 6 p.m. Thursdays. And REV-TV, three airings, one on Saturday, 12:30, and then 5:30 on Sunday and 2 p.m. on Tuesday. That's ETEL, used to be ETEL, RTC, and Vision channels up in the Bayou parishes. Anyway, if you can't find it on any of those channels, you don't get any of those, you can always go to our webpage, BayouWildTV.com, and we've got the current and all of our past episodes on YouTube. You can do one of those, what do they call that when you... when you watch them, a marathon, a binge. Thank you, Cullen. Yeah, TV binge on Bayou Wild TV. All right, that's that. When we come back, let me tell you who it is. It's West Virginia, and a lot of you got that. This one says, hi, I'm from North Carolina. It's not North Carolina. It's West Virginia. JB got it. This did a lot of people. Justin the Duck Guy says he's headed to the deer camp. He's finishing on preparation for opening weekend, next weekend. Well, if you're the duck guy, why are you not duck hunting, Justin? You're a deer guy now, huh? You're probably one of those ones that took up deer hunting in place of duck hunting, or you try to do all of it like me. All right, we got all that to talk about. Also, big news coming in from the backstrapper in Alabama. The little backstrapper has his buck down. Good for him. Congratulations. 5 minutes into the season. Boy, talk about the pressure being off. Send me a picture if you can, Backstrap Stacker. We'd love to see the little stacker. All right, we come back after this. We got the Born on the Bayou guy. You know him also as Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures. We got a fishing report from him next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETOW. That's the guys and girls that'll come rescue you whenever you need it, give you what you need, where you need it, jump starts for electrical problems, bring you gas if you happen to run low, and they'll tow you dock to dock if that's what's necessary. Anything to get you back and give you peace of mind. And you can get a policy, and hey, it's not too early to start shopping for Christmas, and it's a great gift to give one of your loved ones. Peace of mind having a CETOW policy, and there's a couple ways to do it. You call Captain Chris and Colleen, they'll sign you up real quick. 504-301-4545, or you can do it all online, CETOW.com. $249, that is for an entire year, and it's renewable after that. Don't leave home without it. CETOW. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. Let's take you out live to the Wrigley's where he's already fishing. And, Mike, what a beautiful morning. Who are the lucky people that are fishing with you this morning?
Well, Don, I have my group from Texas in for one of their last trips of the year.
Well, good for them, and they got a great day. And, boy, you got a 2-foot tide range today. I bet that has the water started pouring out of the Wrigley's yet?
It is moving out of the Wrigley's. We just went up to the Highway 90 bridge. It's flowing out pretty good. I slowed down to talk to you on the phone, and I can hear some shotgun blast over towards the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area. So I think some ducks are dodging.
Yeah, they're having a pretty good season there. Mike, I wanted to tell you, if you're going to be driving through West Virginia, be careful. That's the number one state to collide with a deer. 1 in 40 are your chances in West Virginia. And I guess I've driven through West Virginia a couple times, and boy, there's some winding roads that are narrow and cut through some of the woods through those, I guess you call them mountains. We call them mountains. They might call them hills. And it winds through there, and you come across some turns, and if it's at night, I can see where that happens.
Yeah, it's a good thing Double D doesn't know that information. They might relocate to West Virginia and just set the world on fire with deer sausage.
Yeah, well, they keep pretty busy up there in Bogalusa, and this is their time of the year coming around, and maybe you and I can drop something off there. Well, look, getting back to the fishing, are you going to fish the Wrigley's, or is that where you're transporting through and headed somewhere else on this wide tide range day?
Well, we got two boats. One's going to go fish over towards the Pearl River, where we caught some trout yesterday. And one is going to go fish towards the bridges, where there were a few trout caught, but more sheephead and drum and occasional redfish being caught that way. And our particular boat, is going to go over to the Biloxi Marsh and pursue redfish.
Those Texas guys like the redfish, don't they?
They do. They've been fishing with me now 24 years. And they enjoy catching those redfish.
Are you taking them to Dutch's Corner?
We probably will not be in Dutch's Corner. We have a bit of a northeast wind, and Dutch's Corner faces northeast. So to keep us from trying to cast into the wind, we'll work in a different direction from that. I like to fish with the wind if I can help it.
Oh, yeah, it makes it easier to cast. So what is your game plan with the Texas guys? They know you. You know them. Do you get up on the front of the boat and do you cast with plastics and put somebody in the back with a cork or bottom on a shrimp? What's the plan?
We're probably going to have a gulp under a cork for one angler, and the other angler will probably switch between three lures, one being a spoon, one being a spinner, and the other probably being a Texas rigged worm.
Mike, would you expect it to be really clear in those ponds where you can actually see the fish?
We were in the marsh on Thursday, and the water was pretty clear. It was very much clear enough to fish. The wind's a lot less. Yesterday, the wind died down, I guess, about 10 o'clock. So we've had some light winds, and I'd be hoping for some clean water. I don't see any reason for it to be dirty. And we were successful Thursday while we were red fishing. So I would expect the same as long as we can find some drains with water running out of it, things like that.
Mike, those guys seem to enjoy fishing in that Biloxi Marsh in those interiors, and it's great because you don't see many boats. There's very little competition in there. It's very scenic. But, you know, a lot of people would probably head to the Mystigo and, by that way, by the intercoastal where it meets and get up along those rocks. Today might be a good day for doing some of that.
There was a good mess of trout caught over by the wall yesterday with some of the captains that rent boat slips from me. So there are fish at the wall also. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, very good. Mike, anything else before you run?
Well, I want to tell you that I had a late cancellation. I am available tomorrow.
Wow.
If someone wants to go fishing. The other thing I want to tell you, we have had high water this whole week, and I have seen some debris floating in the water. So you want to make sure you leave when there's good light, because you don't want to run into something and have to call our friends at CETO to come bring you in.
Well, some of the pictures I've seen from the morning, that moon lit it up pretty well. In some cases, you didn't even need a light to get out to your spot. Well, Mike, that's some good advice. Hey, if somebody wants to call you and get that trip down for tomorrow doing this beautiful tide range and good weather, tell them what time can they call you and where should they call you?
Well, I'm going to be out of pocket as far as being able to answer my phone in the Biloxi Marsh, but you can certainly leave a voicemail, and that number is 985-781-7811. My website at aaofla.com. You could send me an email from there.
All right, and you got the no fish, no pay guarantee, right?
Been that way for 25 years.
Can't go wrong with that. Mike, you and the Texas boys have a great time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll see you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Rare opportunity. Had a cancellation. Who would cancel tomorrow? Well, things come up. But anyway, it could be your benefit. If you want to give him a call, again, you can reach him, 78. What is his number anyway? Captain Mike is 781-7811, area code 985. And if you didn't get a chance to get it, text me and I'll send it back to you. All right, got lots of texts coming in. Wingbone's going to be hunting with his flintlock next week. There you go, primitive hunting weapon. Got some other questions. We'll address those. But we got a paddler's report coming up with Brendan Bayard, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our paddler's report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, Airline Highway in Metairie, where they have Tackle Tuesdays every week. If you visit on Tuesday, you can see the selection of the conventional tackle, rods, reels. Got some special store hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. No Wake Outdoors. It's Louisiana's premier kayak store and fly shop, and all your on-the-water needs, paddle in hand or on the fly, visit them. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. They're open Monday through Saturdays. In fact, they'll be open a little bit later on this morning at 10 till 6. And Tuesdays, those new hours, 8 to 8 for Tackle Tuesdays at No Wake Outfitters. Let's talk to Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, boy, had an historic vote yesterday from the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Don, we've had this vote a couple of times before, and it's never passed. But yesterday it passed, and I guess Thursday night it passed. But it was a vote for electric motors to be used in the kayak club. I'm not sure if all events will ever have electric motors, but we are officially open to it. So we'll see what the new leadership wants to do with that vote going forward. I'm sure we'll have a couple of events that probably will allow it. I've been to other events that allowed it. It's been great. So no complaints from me. I voted for the amendment, if you will. And we've had a lot of people in the club, the new people that are coming into the sport, getting electric motors. A lot of the new people that are, you know, getting kayaks these days, they might get a just kind of spend a little bit of money on a kayak and a little bit of money on a trolling motor and get out that way. So the data has suggested that a lot of these people are entering the sport with motors. So we're trying to be more open. Our club's mission is to grow the sport of kayak fishing. That's kind of where the sport's headed. So we're opening ourselves to this and we'll see what happens.
How did the vote go? Was it close? Was there a lot of opposition?
It was probably, it was between, I would say it's about two-thirds for motors and one-third against motors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to use a motor, but I guess some people don't want to give up that advantage, because certainly it's a little bit of advantage to have an electric motor for sure. You can cover more distances, greater. But again, as you mentioned, it opens up to a lot more people who, for physical or other reasons, you know, need to have an electric motor. And I don't think it's a big
deal. A lot of the other clubs and organizations around the country have opened up a few years before us, so we're kind of late adopters. You know, you've had even the Hobie Bass Series and these other events have opened up to these motors before us, a couple of years, in fact. So it's nothing that we're you know, pioneering or anything. We're very I would say that we were against it for a long, long time, and we're just kind of finally coming around to it. But that's kind of where the data is showing us that a lot of people are coming into the sport with, so we don't want to exclude them. And we're excited to see new members join in motor or paddle. So
it'll also help when conditions are not ideal too, and you know, you got some strong winds and stuff like that, it'll help people. So I think it's a good thing, and thanks for breaking that news. Let's talk some fishing, man. The bay boat guys are tearing it up all across the coast. What about for the paddlers?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is prime time to go. Last week, I caught some big trout. You know, one of my favorite haunts, Leeville, got an 18 and a 22-inch trout, which was, you know, the first time I've got over 20s in Leeville, you know, since before the summer. So I'm excited to see the big fish showing back up. You know, all the areas that are probably Golden Meadow, Leeville, Empire, Port Sulphur, those kind of mid-tier bay systems are going to be having those big trout come into them. I was just drifting across Oyster Flats, you know, hitting points and hitting you know, areas where I knew there was a scattered shell bottom with some bait. You know, I had some mullet in the area. It was calm. I was just throwing top waters, drifting over areas over and over again. Caught some big fish. So I would assume it's the same thing going on today. I've heard similar reports. Now's the time to get out and find those big fish that are coming into the upper mid-bay areas, if you will.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Brendan Bayard. We're getting the paddler's report for you kayakers and canoers. Brendan, up next, December 4th, Hobie Saltwater Championship in Golden Meadow. It's a qualifying event, top 70, get a spot in the championship. Electric motors, are they going to be allowed?
They are allowed, and that was not by us. That was, you know, that's a Hobie, that's right. A Hobie event. So it'll be, you know, people from Florida to Texas coming in for that one. They've qualified through a series of events throughout the year, beginning in March and earlier. And we're looking forward to hosting some people out of town and having a good time up in Golden Meadow.
Who's some Louisiana guys participating?
I'm participating, and there's probably about 35 or 40 people from the club participating, since we had you know, a lot of participation in the two Louisiana qualifying events, and then we had a big group go over to Mobile for that event.
So would you say Louisiana kind of dominates the field there? I would think so.
I would say that Florida and Louisiana dominate the field. I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing my fellow kayakers from the Bayou Club, Bayou Coast Club, represent well on our home waters.
Yeah, is home field advantage a factor?
Well, we have been shut out of pre-fishing the area for a month. Yeah. We will all be allowed to start fishing the Wednesday before the tournament. So we'll have 3 days open to fishing, that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Captain's meeting on Friday, and then we'll have the event on that Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting, and we look forward to covering it. Thanks so much for the report, Brendan. Have a great day, my friend, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
Right, there he goes. That's Brendan Bayard. All right, we got a text message come in and wants to know when can you try kayaking before buying one? They've actually got a pool over there at No Wake Outfitters, and they put a kayak right there, and you can check it out. So why don't you stop over there? No Wake Outfitters, Airline Drive in Metairie. All right, we also have a couple other texts here. A guy I made friends with a couple of guys on a dove hunt in Alabama. His name is Tom. He's in Shell Beach for a few days. Windy and staying water, but the trout bite is good. He's headed home tomorrow to chase the trout and red in the Mobile Tensaw Delta. The water looked good there when they left Thursday, and the fish were biting. Thanks for that Alabama report, Tom, and good luck over in Shell Beach. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. You know the drill. It's next, right after we pause 3 minutes for our local stations to give you some messages from our sponsors, and then we're back with the Bad Boy feature on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. All right, we're hearing from Monte. He's in a cool 44 degrees in Caldwell Parish. He's on his deer stand listening to the show. Amazing how many people are in the duck blinds and fishing boats and deer stands listening to the show, and we appreciate it. And boy, I am jealous of you this morning, because what a beautiful sunrise is going on out there, particularly if you're in one of those marsh areas. Well, deer season, it's getting there, and a lot of people already doing it, getting a lot of reports, and there's a lot of big buck contest going on. In fact, the 2024 35th Annual Simmons Sporting Goods Big Buck Contest is going on. They've been doing that buck contest as long as I've been on this radio show. And here, take a listen to what's going on there.
This is the 2024 35th Annual Simmons Sporting Goods Big Buck Annual Contest, where over $150,000 in prizes will be given out to 60 categorical winners in this year's contest. Every submission is entered into a drawing for the grand prize of a $10,000 Simmons Sporting Goods shopping spree. In addition, TACA matched the grand prize, totaling to $20,000 in prize money.
Big money. By the way, that was Chase Ward reporting for KTVE in Bastrop. But not all is going well for that contest, as you'll hear right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents got some information from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Enforcement Division about Andrew Reels killing a buck in Arkansas and entering it into a big buck contest in Louisiana. During the investigation, agents learned that Reels, an Arkansas man, illegally took a 15-point buck, 15 points, during illegal hours on September 8th near Crossette, Arkansas. Reels then entered the buck into the Simmons Sporting Goods Big Buck contest in Bastrop later that same day. The Arkansas Game and Fish Enforcement Agents cited Reels on October 30th for his illegal hunting activity. A day later, on the 1st of this month, Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement agents in Louisiana cited Reels for allegedly hunting contest fraud and violating interstate commerce regulations. If convicted, facing up to $3,950 in criminal fines and up to 120 days in jail, is 27-year-old Andrew Reels of Crossette, Arkansas, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, having covered similar cases over the years, for some reason, and I'm thinking it's because of those lucrative prizes, you know, 5,000 entries, $150,000 in prizes with 60 winners, it's a big contest, Simmons Sporting Goods. It's very popular in Bastrop, and besides that, it's maybe the entire South, if not just Louisiana, maybe the whole country for that matter, is the all-time leader in fraudulent entries in its big buck contest. No, this is not the first time someone tried to sneak in an illegal entry into that contest, and I gotta believe it's the temptation for the big money prizes that gets that done. Anyway, we wish you luck to our bad boy. He's facing some serious fines, and I don't know, he probably won't give him jail time. But by the way, hunting contest fraud in fishing is a felony if it's over a certain amount in Louisiana and many other states, and there are several cases of it. Also, we got a case, I'm not going to have time to talk about it, but disturbing hunters, disrupting hunting, also that's illegal, and we had a citation written for that this past week. We'll get to that another time. By the way, I did want to pass this along. If you use the Seabrook Launch, which is on Lake Pontchartrain by the Seabrook Bridge, boy, what a popular area. It's one of these places where you can take a tin can, a kayak, a flatboat, no motor, and get into some really big trout fishing there seasonally. And it's been that way for years. But over the years, there's a little launch there, and it's gone into total disrepair. The lights have been out. I've had people contact me and see if I can get something done. I've talked to city officials, but it's like talking to a wall. That is a city whose government has no shame. They won't do anything about it. And now the New Orleans police are looking for a woman who allegedly held a man at gunpoint, took his vehicle, carjacked him, and then dragged him during that carjacking last Sunday night. Again, this is at the Seabrook Boat Launch. It's a popular kayak launching spot. And according to the police report and the report on our flagship station, WWL, the victim was there when the suspect approached him. She produced a firearm, demanded him to get away from his vehicle. The victim complied and then was dragged when he was attempting to recover his vehicle. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The suspect described as an unknown female in the initial appointment. That was about 9:30 p.m. last Sunday night. So be careful if you decide to use the Seabrook Bridge launch. All right, we come back after this. We headed to some duck blinds. We'll talk to Ryan Lambert, find out how he and his guides are doing. And then we got Mike Smith over in Delacroix, who has been enjoying one of the best seasons ever. And that guy's been hunting for decades. We'll let you hear what's going on right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, where's Ryan Lambert, the plastic man? Ryan, you in Luling hunting whistling ducks back on the golf pond?
No, I'm sitting on Grand Ridge. It's the most peaceful morning I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Wow.
What a beautiful
morning.
It's been
so good, Don. It's so good right now. My goodness gracious. I cannot believe the quality and the number of ducks that we are killing. You know, it's so strange because this is the first cold front we've had.
Right.
And I mean, just I set the decoys at 8 o'clock, morning before last. Picked them up at 10:20 with 24 birds.
Yeah. Yeah. And other people are having similar limits every day, or at least the possibility of limits if they can't shoot. But, you know, it's just like the old days. Yeah. And nobody can figure it out because we got a bad report on the migration. It's been warm, as you said. We had high water, which usually is a kiss of death for a lot of places, not so much where you hunt, but other places where, you know, the marshes get flooded and the ducks will scatter and they can't get to the SAV on the bottom. But, man, things just for some reason, we are just covered up down in southeast Louisiana. And heard from Kirk during the middle of the week, and they're doing good on the opposite end. But the areas that normally hold the most ducks, southwest Louisiana, the rice field, not so much.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that it's not great over there. But I tell you, I think a lot of those bigger clubs got inundated with salt water. And now they're killing ringnecks instead of mallards. Mallards do not like that salt water.
No, they won't touch it.
But it's man, just big, beautiful flocks of mallards, lots of gray ducks, blue wings, green wings, big old flocks coming in. I mean, just, great hunts. I mean, I didn't even leave the lodge till 7. I met the guys at the lodge. We went out there, put out the decoys, okay, guys, that was a great hunt. Let's go back and go catch a limited trout and a limited reds. I mean, it's been crazy. The fish is off the charts. Everybody smashed them yesterday. I mean, it's a good time. The river's coming up. It's going to go to 5.455 and stay there a few days, and then it's going to stay in the 4. But it looks like it's staying in the channel, and it's not enough volume to just overtake the whole river. So, man, we might get lucky. I mean, I'm really hoping. But because it's awesome right now. The water's beautiful and big, nice trout. I mean, they had a lot of 14 to 20 inch trout yesterday. I mean, it's making us a happy people, and we're so busy. I that's why I'm home. I mean, I don't have a boat or a duck boat to go in.
Everybody's using your stuff.
Yeah, I got both my bait boats out, all my duck boats out, and out for customers, which is good, but. I can't.
All you got to do is make a trip to the bank. That's all you got to do.
No, I got to make it to the driveway and dump it in front of Miss Carmen. She takes care of it. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great that things are going so good. A lot of people are reporting to me, too, down fishing down where you are and actually a little bit lower. It's those mixed catches like used to be. You're catching a combination of a freshwater fish and saltwater fish, trout, reds, drum. Of course, you can't keep the flounder, and then the bass and the striper, hybrid stripers, and all that stuff showing.
Yeah, we saw a big striper. Marty caught a big striper yesterday. I saw it on the table. Yeah, she got the trout spot, and the guy says, "We don't want trout." She's everybody's killing the trout. And of course, she called me and said, "Do you want bull reds? What do you think?" I said, "I know what to think." I told her right where to go, and she smacked them.
Oh, yeah, that's so, almost automatic down there. And was it a pure striper or a hybrid?
All the girls are doing good. That was a real striper she had. It was a big fish.
I remember one trip I made down in Venice, and it was just right out of the launch almost, and we caught 7 different species without moving the boat. 7 different ones.
Oh, yeah. And the jump. Well, you know what I got, buddy? I'm seeing a wood duck pass over me right now. I have a wood duck roost on my place here, and at dark they come. They must have 1,000 wood ducks in it. You talk about pretty. My word. I go out there with my little grandson, and we watch him. I said, "Look at the wood ducks, buddy." He said, "They fly?" I said, "Yeah, do they fly? They fly fast, too, buddy."
Yeah, they do. Well, and now with the East Zone opening up, a lot of the places that hunt wood ducks in the swamps will be active and, get them moving around, too. So good luck to all of those people. I don't know. Maybe my wood ducks are down there at your roost. I used to have tons of them in my pond. I haven't seen – I saw 3 in the last 2 years. I don't know why they gave up on it.
They come down in the fairway, walk under the oak trees right before dark and eat acorns and then go to the roost.
Yeah.
So but pretty. Yeah. Yep, life is good, my friend.
That's good. Well, if somebody wants to get down there and do it, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me at 504-559-5111. And I think the Natural Resource Committee on Thursday is going to hear that mid-bar terrier argument, so I'm going to go and testify, and I think all the sportsmen that want to save our paradise need to go and speak their voice.
And where will that be?
In Baton Rouge, at the House of Natural Resource, in the capital.
All right. All right,
it'll be
well.
It's time to go speak your voice.
Yep, maybe make the west side look more like the east side with some projects over there for sure. Well, indeed. They got the controversy over the endangered species thing, too, so that's something else.
All those endangered species are on the east side of the river, too, and there's 5 times more water. It's not hurting them on that side. I don't know why it hurt them on the other side.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Captain Ryan, see you next week, buddy.
All right, Bonnie, we'll see you.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming back after this, we're taking you to Delacroix Island, Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. He has been having some phenomenal duck hunts over there. We'll find out what he's doing this morning on a beautiful Saturday morning, and you're hearing it live on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, got a couple of reports coming in. Let's see, we had the report from Thibodeau about duck hunting. We're talking duck hunting this morning. Got people in their blinds. A lot of them are listening. The one said they had a guided trip out in Gaydon, and it was fair. And then we got another one said that they had a few mallards came in the pond, but not close enough for a shot. They did get a banded pintail hen from North Dakota. That was Phil listening to us in Thibodeau. And we had another one that one saying the lack of cold weather is affecting the Gaydon birds. Well, there's something affecting them, and maybe Ryan touched on it with a lot of spoiled rice fields over that way. But in southeast Louisiana, it's been phenomenal. Let's talk to Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. He's out in Delacroix where they have been enjoying a phenomenal season. Mike, is that continuing this morning?
That's a little slower this morning. We've got six on the water, but we're going to finish it up. Yesterday, by this time, we already had our 18, just about. And the day before, we had 24, but it's slower today.
Is that because there's fewer birds or fewer shots being hit?
There's a lot of shooting going on. One thing about weekends.
Yeah.
You get birds coming in, somebody out in the distance shoots, and you know how that is. I'd rather hunt during the middle of the week.
Yeah. Well, recap it for us. So from opening day to now, what you been doing?
Oh, it's been fantastic. When was it? Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday we had 16 teal and 2 pintail. The day before, we had 24. We had a mix, gray ducks, widgeon, teal. I think we had some ringnecks. Spoonbill, typical, you know, ducks this time of the year. And it's been one of the best seasons in, 5 years.
Yeah, and you've been hunting ducks a long time, and this is kind of reminiscent of the old days, and I don't have an explanation for it. High water, warm temperatures, we just started getting a few fronts in, but, man, the birds are just thick down in those areas.
We got the food.
Well, but the birds have to be here to find the food, you know. So
exactly,
that's part of it.
Exactly.
You got to get them down here. And everybody says, oh, we need the ponds to be frozen up in Tennessee and Arkansas.
No. Teal, spoonbill, stuff like that, you don't need cold weather. They migrate when the days get shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mallards and most of the divers that you need real freezing weather to push them down.
Yeah, I had one report that the canvasbacks showed up down there in Venice. Have you seen any redheads or cans yet?
Yeah, we killed a few redheads, but no cans. A few years ago, we had a lot of canvasbacks.
Yeah, well, they be on the menu this year.
Oh, yeah, and the blue wings are still here. So.
Yeah, well, enjoy them because, you know, next year they're talking about cutting that teal season from 16 days down to 9 because there's a lack of blue-winged teal. But you'd never convince people where you're hunting of that, could you?
No. I wish it would be 16 days and drop the limit to 4. I'd rather have more days than a higher limit, you know?
Oh, yeah, always take the days. That gives you the opportunity to get out there, and you know, even if it means a few less birds, yeah, that would certainly be a better option, if that's offered, but I don't think it would.
Take them!
Sound like we had something snuck in on us while we were talking.
It never fails. You are the best duck caller around.
Well, you know, you're a 5-time state duck calling champion. You didn't even all you got to do is have it hanging on your neck. You don't even have to use it. Tell us what happened.
Two teal came in, green wings.
Okay.
They dropped them, and I mean, all of a sudden they were right there. But every time you call, ducks come in. Like I said, you're the best duck caller around.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Well, hopefully it'll happen when I get out there with you during Thanksgiving week. Well, keep up the good work. I know you booked up pretty solid, but if somebody wants to squeeze a trip in, give us your telephone number and the website.
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com. I have openings with my other guides.
Very good. Okay, jump in the P-Rog and go get your ducks. We'll catch up with
you next
time.
All right. Good talking to you. I'll see you the day before Thanksgiving.
As always. Thank you, Mike. All right, that's Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. All right, I got a question. Are guides allowed to shoot a limit of ducks? Yes, they are. It's not like the fishing guides where they can't keep their limit. Duck hunters can shoot and keep their limit of ducks. All right, let's see. We got. I'm glad you're bringing attention to that Seabrook boat launch situation to the people's attention. That is a damn shame. I passed over there last weekend just while I was out taking a ride in the city of New Orleans. Should be ashamed of themselves. Well, as I mentioned, the government in New Orleans, they have no shame. I got tired of calling them and talking to them until I was blue in the face and nothing being done. Now, they found $3 million to light up the bridge that crosses the Mississippi River, but they can't put lights, any kind of lights, and fill in holes and maintain a boat launch at Seabrook. I don't know. All right, well, thank you for listening. Get out there and enjoy this wonderful weather this weekend, and join us again next week. We do it every week, 5 to 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings, the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.